captains welcoming you aboard Boistra.
We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys Trip.
Ah! I'm Chris, bitch! Ah!
Boys Trip listeners, we want you to follow us on social media. Instagram, Boys Trip Podcast. Twitter, Boys Trip Podcast. Or email us your thoughts and suggestions at killingtoxicmasculinity@gmail.com.
See? I want some more of that, man. Shit. We might have to hit on Martinique.
Yo, man. Thanksgiving. I want to go back to Guadeloupe, yo.
Straight up Guadeloupe down. Thanksgiving again?
Hell yeah. I'm with that shit, yo.
Who you went for Thanksgiving?
We left on Thanksgiving and came back on Tuesday morning. So we were there... Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday we came back.
So what was that flight like? Did they give y'all like Thanksgiving food on there?
Nah.
They gave you a party mix
of
chips?
It was all French people.
They gave us a shot of cranberry juice.
it was all French people on the flight. It didn't even feel like Thanksgiving because like Guadeloupe's in France technically, so it was like, we didn't have Thanksgiving, but it was dope. It was dope down there.
That shit was fire, yo.
Yeah, I want to get back, Martinique, Guadeloupe.
I'm trying to think about the food. How was the food? Food was decent.
In Guadeloupe?
Yeah.
It was weird, though, because I kept having to get stuff that was vegan friendly. Yeah. So we didn't get, like, we never went to a real Guadeloupe. Maybe we did. I don't know. Real Guadeloupean place or not, but.
Mark Flock got me the baguette, the chicken sandwich that they had.
Oh, yeah.
Or the bucket on the, in that, that freaking, where they had the slave auctions, man, back in the day. That big park in the middle.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, this is a park now, but. Right where we're standing is where they used to auction off the slaves.
You could tell. It looked like
he was like, yo, decapitations happen here. They used to size up the slaves. God take damn. Them yeah. It was a massive place, yo. And it just was like, that was the port where they would bring them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That was cool. Remember that bar we went to, though? That bar that night, it was in the cut. Like, you had to go down all these windy roads.
Nuevo,
and all of a sudden, you had the beach.
Right? It was New York.
New York. New York. Yeah. New York,
man. It was
man.
A little club, like, on the beach. And, yo, we going, like, you had to know... It wasn't like you couldn't just see it. You had to go through mad hoods. And we was like, where are we going?
It's all
like,
these dudes ice grilling us
like,
too.
Yeah,
like
we
you get in there.
All these Islander dudes doing it. Looking at us like, because they're not moving. Like the streets is narrow. We just going around and we're like, they say Rastafari. And then pull up to the spot. They're blasting Redman. Like, what?
Oh, they listening to that real, the regular
then, like,
shit.
The other club was playing like some other shit like, Bone Crusher, a Lil Jon. It was like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then we met that dude, Babacar. That he was like, all right,
DJ Gunshot.
I was telling Poppy, aka Argyle. We gotta use these new names.
Oh, of course.
I was telling Poppy Argyle about meeting
Argyle.
That guy Babacar. Remember Babacar? The dude that had the little burger joint?
Oh, the 3-6 Mafia dude?
But he had never left that island since 2005.
What's
this
his
2017,
name?
Babacar. He's from France. He's Senegalese. He's a black African dude from France.
I thought it was a reggae rapper.
Yo, he looked like a reggae rapper.
Yeah. Yo, so the thing is, he got on that island in 2005. He moved there from France. And he never left the island. Little island. So he still listened to 3-6 Mafia 2017. He still wore long white tees.
No, he had galaxies.
He had hella galaxies. He had wide pants. Like
he wore that skull t-shirt.
With the green skull.
Yeah.
He wore that shit. He was playing Riding Spinners. He was...
Yeah. Yo, he was playing
Chameleon Man first album.
Like, he was 18 like us when that shit came out. And he just stuck with it. He's on Little Island. There's no other... Like,
Z-Rock and Durag.
With the tail out in the back.
I mean, he had long dreads.
He had braids. He had braids, didn't he?
Nah.
He didn't have dreads. No, Babacar? The dude that owned the shop.
Yeah, the dark-skinned tall cat.
He had locks?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They were long.
Okay.
Did he leave the tail, his do-rag down?
Yeah. The tail. Yo, it was like a time warp out there.
South Pole jersey.
Oh, hell no. That went back in time with that one.
It had
belly pelly jeans on.
He had a North Face fanny pack.
Had Paco sneakers with it. That's wild.
It could have been
sneakers. Damn.
Paco sneakers.
Woo! Shit.
This is throwback. I feel old as shit. You talking about not feeling 30 to 31. Nigga, I feel it like now.
You remember when Funk Flex had the driving shoe?
The what?
The lugs.
Funk Master Flex lugs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that bullshit.
Specifically for
lugs. Lugs can never get hot.
Lugs.
First off.
Yeah.
Those commercials?
Lugs had a lot of commercials. They put a lot of money in the promotion. Back then, people bought them. Nah, I don't think they're lying.
I had a pair of Lugs. They got stolen, though. I had Lugs.
At the gym lockers?
Nah, after school, while I was playing basketball.
Damn. People steal anything. Mm-hmm. Even Lugs.
And the dude who stole them is locked up now.
Yeah?
Probably tried to rob
Well,
coolest nigga, what?
Karma.
Yeah.
Just for stealing your Lugs.
For stealing my Lugs, man. Y'all love them Lugs, man. There were Lugs Wallabies. Red, too. And I had a red FUBU shirt to go with it. And then after that, I was rocking like silver. I had a silver and one sneakers.
Damn, silver. Damn, I remember and one.
Man. I wore them every day. Regardless of what colors I was wearing.
Yeah, man. Maxim, man. They really cared about what you was wearing. Yo, they cared less than Hubbard. I went to Hubbard, too.
Gear.
Hubbard, they didn't care as much about gear.
I feel like Hubbard, you had to be more hood. Hubbard, about how street you were. Like, you don't be on the block. Like, I'll be on the block, you know what I'm saying? You go to the block, right?
Yeah.
But Maxim, you had to
Maxim
gear.
Was like about having gear.
It was
Hubbard Pretty
Boys,
wasn't,
y'all. Now I'm looking at it. West End was like your DMX and...
Hubbard Maxim was like
was
fabulous.
Jay-Z, fabulous. Yeah. Because when you get to the high school, it's like you all on Def Jam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody wore tees and shit, so it was just like.
Yeah.
White tees was saving grace, yo, because them shits was cheap.
And not the.
They could leave you alone, like, as long as you had a fresh white
tee.
You know what I'm saying?
Same with the black tees. Like, if your black tee started turning ashy, it was like.
Yeah. Like, you rock that.
How many times you wore that this year?
Too many times without washing it. Yeah, you were getting clowned.
Damn, man. I remember actually scrubbing my sneakers. I don't give a fuck now.
Scrubbing sneakers?
Flying fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to scrub them shits.
Weird. I still,
other day.
I ain't gonna lie, I still got my toothbrush and my suede cleaner.
I don't got a toothbrush, but whatever thick, hard, you know, fabric to clean off shoes.
What do you mean?
You talking about the clean shoes off?
Yeah,
I use anything.
Oh, just like a rag, like whatever.
Rag, old t-shirt,
yeah.
Old towel, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Nah.
What happened last week?
I don't know.
Let's get into it.
But you know what? I don't think I missed anything.
Let's get into
it. We'll fill you in. Just in case
Had
you did.
Sex with barbarians recently?
let's.
Where do we begin? Where do we start? So much to say.
Let's go behind the curtain, man. Where did this all begin?
You got to start before even the podcast took place.
Oh, boys trip behind the scenes.
Yeah, we got to start. should we start in 2011 or we're gonna go that.
Y'all got history.
Let's start now. Nah, no history.
Damn.
Let's start with. Okay, so I want to apologize. I brought someone on last week.
Did you though?
What do you mean?
I didn't hear anything.
It was hard to hear.
It was pretty quiet on that front.
Yeah.
It was. It was a little different. But, what should I say? I don't know any other words.
A rat pissing on cotton. That's how loud the podcast was last week.
Yeah, you know, it was real frustrating when I was editing it. It took me forever to edit. Like, I edit this throughout the week. It usually takes me like a half hour a day, 45 minutes. It took me way longer because I had to amplify that voice.
It took you a Godfather movie to get through this?
It took a minute, man. It took a while.
Oh, man.
And the thing is, this individual had demands. Demands.
Like ransom now, demands? Like, what kind of demands
were
we talking?
Were these just demands? Like, I demand clean oxygen.
It was like passive-aggressive demands.
It was like, okay.
And so what were those
this
demands?
This is someone who I know wants to start a podcast, who posts funny stuff online. All the time and like has a lot of interaction and stuff. I'm like, all right, bam, you know what? They'd be a good candidate. Why not have him on the show? You know, we've been all men this whole time. Why not mix it up a little bit, right? So I'm like, yeah, why don't you be on Boys Trip? And she'd been out here to Plainfield before, and she was like, okay, well, let me listen to it first. So I was like, okay, well,
we had to get the
here it is.
Yeah,
exactly. It's stamp of approval. So I said, okay, she must
she
know
need
her
a stamp
shit.
Of approval when she left with your food.
We'll get to that. So
Andy up, you got to play Andy up.
So So I'm being judged. I'm like, okay, let's see if she likes the podcast. All right, whatever. So she said, oh, this is good. I said, okay.
Oh, to her standards.
Yeah, and she's like, will there be snacks? And it's only right if you have a guest to have some snacks around. Okay, you know, and I said, you know, why not like a pizza? She's like, what's around there? I said, you know, this pizza, regular stuff. It's Jersey, you know?
And she was like, so you dropped the pizza gem.
No, no, she said, what's around there? Okay, like, okay, what's around there, okay. right?
Pizza's always around, so yeah. That's an easy choice.
Yeah, pizza's the easy choice. It's the cheapest thing. You get it for a bunch of people. We always eat here. We just, you know.
But these were deciding factors in her coming here, first off.
These are, like, diva demands.
What,
like,
amenities she needed does a Plainfield
room. Have? Yeah, yeah. This was part of the discussion.
This was her tour list before she could perform.
It had to be put in her package before she signed the contract, is what you're saying. Exactly. Okay.
So, you know, and pizza, there's plenty of pizza, right? It's a good pizza around here. So she said, how about Domino's, though? Is there Domino's around? And we got into that last week.
Super red flag.
Mad right Pacific, like, yo. Oh, my
God. Not only Pacific.
Hella Pacific.
Not only that, it's Domino's.
Like,
I mean, if you ask for something real high-end and expensive, that has other problems. But when you ask for Domino's.
Like, the fuck? Yeah. Nigga, they ain't got coupons. Ain't no deals. From we ain't New members York. Of that shit.
Coming from New York to New Jersey, and of all the pizza you could think of, you chose Domino's. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
And so, not only did you ask for pizza, you asked for a specific. Oh God, I can't say the
Pacific.
Word now.
Nah, Pacific. That brand. White you asked for specific.
Let's just
black people
brand.
Are Pacific.
Pacific. She asked for a Pacific brand.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So which led to
so. I told Poppy, a.k.a. Argyle. You know, we got to use the a.k.a.s because we don't want people to get lost. Like, Argyle. Who's Argyle? I remember Poppy. You know, Poppy. It's a.k.a. for
Trellis,
a little bit.
So we my got, man, Trellis Shakur.
Oh, of course. In the building.
So I told Poppy, a.k.a. Argyle. And he was like, all right, you know, I'll handle that. I'll get the pizza. I'll get Domino's. She's like, could it be pepperoni? I'm like, you know.
That's, I mean, mad disrespectful.
It's 20.
You used to live in Philly, so you're Muslim by association. Exactly. You definitely got the Sunni going right now. And you know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
It's vegetarians and Muslims and all types of people around. Like, that's pepperoni. That's just like,
up the street from the masjid. Come on.
You can't have it plain. Plain was too much for you to handle.
I'm not
damn.
I did have
that's holy war, yo.
This morning for breakfast, but that's
no. It's but she didn't know who was gonna be on here. She like, yo, let's
don't tell the minister, bro.
Nah.
So we got that. Then like we like to have drinks around here. We just all took a couple shots of this rum.
Damuse, what is it called?
Damoiseau from Guadeloupe.
I was close.
Yeah, it was close. So. She was like, what could it be? Green apple Smirnoff. And I was going to get something anyway.
Specifically said, green apple.
Specific. I'll get green apple Smirnoff. And it tastes like shit, man.
It was juice.
It tastes like Jolly
Ranchers. I thought
Ranchers.
I was eating Jolly Ranchers, melted.
It's juice. Jolly Ranchers with a little vodka in it.
I thought I was like. Drinking green kryptonite all night. And yeah. I was just like, oh my God. I wish it had more alcohol. So I
that was part of the discussion. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I was trying to get drunk as fast as possible.
So we did all of that, all those demands. We fulfilled the demands because I was like, you know what? I value this person. Listens to a lot of podcasts, knows, like, works at a podcasting studio, all of this stuff. I'm like, you know what? They should know. And then they came here and,
gave us straight garbage.
Straight garbage. Didn't talk into the mic like 5 times. Oh, could you come a little bit closer to the mic? Could you talk into the mic? No, none of that. And and took the last 2 slices of pizza, and that.
God damn right there is a trap.
Drake even shared the last slice. Yeah. Drake. He shared the last slice.
I'm going to take these last 2 slices. Got a bag? I'm taking these last two. And like,
demanded a bag.
Yo, what borough is she from? What borough does she live in?
Brooklyn.
There you go. Brooklyn keeps on taking it. You should have known better.
Nah, but on top of that, Chevron didn't even have a bag. He gave her a plastic bag. And she was perfectly like, let me wrap up these 2 slices that I didn't pay for and let me take them.
In a plastic produce bag.
There was no bag.
It was like a bag no that paper? Whole Foods, you put the bananas in. It was one of those.
He gave a pizza in a pull hair bag.
And she, but didn't even like say, hey, you guys mind if I, take like, the last.
She said, I'm taking this. What bag do you have for this? Slices.
Get me a fucking bag.
And I brought it back to North, to the path. And like, look.
Which was
I don't
wild,
mind,
by the way.
I don't mind doing stuff that like was, that. If someone wants to come all the way from New York, but it's like everything combined. The path, the demands, all of that combined. And to not even talking to the mic, not even care, just go back. disappear.
You know what, though? I'll say this. Some New Yorkers, as savvy as they are on their subways, they become extremely ignorant when they cross the water. Oh, I don't know how to do this. The bus
is going. Yeah. Apparently, our math isn't the same. So, you know.
I mean, I'm
a... You could, from where we're at in Plainfield, right? We could get to New York about the same, I'm saying to Manhattan, about the same time as someone from Jamaica, Queens.
Yeah, we could. You know but, what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I hear you. But it was everything. So basically, I mean, yeah. I take some credit for that because I was like, "Yo, we want you on it." Like I encourage. I said, "Yeah, you know, let's make it work." I encouraged it, not encouraged it a little bit, but you know. But luckily, there's editing and there's Pro Tools, and I was able to cut out as much as possible.
So we can continue to bring you a great show.
And then we could, yeah.
That being said, we open them new guests.
New guests, man. It's going to be all types of people.
But you got to say it with your chest. You can't come on here like piglet and shit. You can't
come on here half-assing it if you're going to come to the Boys Club Show all your ass.
It's like the boiler room in here.
We bearing our tail on this shit.
We will revoke your Boys Trip card immediately.
Absolutely.
If you come out here wilding.
And Domino's, there's no Domino's on Boys Trip.
No Domino's. No. And hell no, no fucking pepperoni.
If we provide food, it's gonna be what we provide. Yeah. So,
and it will not be no more green apple Smirnoff.
No green apple Smirnoff.
Fuck green apple Smirnoff.
That would be the last
Smirnoff in fuck general. Smirnoff. Yeah, but yeah, we
new guests, yo.
New guests.
Yo, man, we should bring them on.
And women.
Nah.
Yeah, I want we. Yeah.
Okay. Well, broadcast from there.
We could do stuff like that.
A slow night, you know, we come through right close to closing. Oh,
first thing in the morning. Sometime, yeah.
Get them broadcast
from there. To the coffee box.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yo, you threw hella shade on the description. It was like, yo, I was reading this shit. I was like, yo, Dave's hilarious. Hold on, let me pull this shit up.
You should see what I didn't write.
and never mind that white noise in the background.
I was about to call a whispering Jasmine.
Jasmine reveals she has the pizza palate of a toddler.
Facts.
First then off, Poppy, David, and Chris discuss men taken down by me too.
I love the way you described that. It was like, it was very detailed, but true to the point.
Even if you hear
like
the
a porno
intro,
description.
Even if you hear the intro, it's
one
like
gets drilled.
We have Chris. It's Chris, bitch, y'all! And Jasmine.
Yeah, man.
Man.
But the whole point of, you know, being on the podcast is so that your voice is heard. You know what I mean? This ain't the whisper song. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I mean, at the minimum, man, the bare minimum is to be heard on the mic.
Yeah. And you don't have to be like mad loud with it. Just talk. Like,
yeah. So, lesson learned, too, man. Like, lesson learned.
Just like with, never mind.
Well, that was a great learning experience, though. I will say that. I think we're going to have a more thorough process when selecting candidates to be a part of this.
We're going
to
have an application.
Yes. You might have to call in and give us a description as to why you should be on. And
yeah. Why should you be on the Boys Trip?
Leave us a voicemail one minute just talking a little bit with your chest.
And it also starts with you saying the Boys Trip theme song that we...
Oh, yeah. You guys say, whoa!
If she doesn't... Yeah, yo, that's a mandatory thing from now on, yo. If they're not going Boys Trip, they can't be down, yo.
Nah. Right, we gotta have standards.
Unless they're mad legendary and they can get that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Kevin Durant, that's for you.
Yo, but same. You think Cornel West would say that shit? He might say that.
What, Boys Trip?
Oh,
I think he would say that. Oh, yeah.
My brothers.
My brothers. Boys Trip.